guess what? Andy Mossack is with us a little later. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? He's got two clues. I'll be giving you those. As per, we've got to track this fella down before we have a chat to him. But so that's coming up. Da-da-da. Every fortnight, every month, we always catch up with our roving travel reporter, right? And I have a couple of clues for where he is, and you always help me track him down. His name is Andy Mossack. And they seek him here, they seek him there. Exotic climbs around the globe. Luckiest fella, really. I mean, he will happen across... Turns out, Russ, it was a classic car show, and they needed somebody to ride in the lead car. He's judged Michelin-starred eating competitions just because he was passing the restaurant. And he sat down to breakfast with, what was it, Kenyan tourist ministers who stopped by the tent for a bit of a chat. It's a life I don't think I could live without. I don't like being on the road that much. However, tonight he's somewhere else. Would you like clue number one? This is good. Clue number one. I am on an island where men are banned from knitting during the months of July and August. But it's an island perhaps more famous for its cows and potatoes. Men are banned from knitting during the months of July and August. Perhaps, though, more famous for cows and potatoes. I think he's closer to home than he's been in some time. What do you think? 81333. R-U-double-A knitting. I had no idea if it's where I think it is. I had no idea that knitting had ought to do that. 81333 R-U-double-S. Drop us a teletext where you think you know he is. 0800-389-3333. Lou Rolls. Coming up now is Tony Braxton. Coming up now is Tony Braxton. Unbreak My Heart on your BBC. Oh, of course, and where in the world is Andy Mossack? Guesses. I always appreciate your help. Now, I was thinking the same thing as a lot of you saying this, right? That you may have said to me, it's a bit easy, isn't it, Russ? It's a bit easy. He's usually a bit more fiendish than this. Well, he is. Now, half of me is thinking in my mind. I mean, for example, let me say hi to Jackie on Twitter. Hi there, Jackie. I think Andy Mossack is in Jersey. And let me say Richard as well. Thank you for your text. Dick and Sarah in Wakefield. Lynn, Keith in Chessy. McKenna Lane, Biker Tony in Ghoul. Julian Armley. Been there lovely. Many times, Russell. Lovely place. It's Flower Festival coming up, I think, isn't it? Sally in York saying the same thing. Isn't Mr. Mossack a lucky lad? You gotta try it, Russ. You gotta try it. It's his catchphrase. Mike in Ruffeth as well. Andy is in Jersey, says Tommy in Leeds. Thank you for all of those notes. You're pointing it to... Yes, so you see, I agree with you, right? I think he's in Jersey. Kev the Barnsley trucker suing Keith Lee on the phones as well. Think he is. So I'm sat here now thinking to you. Now, is he being... deliberately sort of difficult? Do you think there's any possibility he could be on Guernsey? Now, I know it's the cows and the potatoes and the and maybe the... I'm not really sure where the knitting fits into things. I'm sure he'll tell us. I think it's Jersey too. Could it be one of the other Channel Islands? I'll just put it out there. I don't know one way or the other, but it's out there now, right? 81333 R-U-double-S. There will be another clue because he'll be on himself in a half hour from now. So just after 11, I'll give you that second clue for it. And maybe that will just make it absolutely straight down and, you know, no questions at all. Maybe that will be the one that does it. We'll have to wait and see. Me, I'll be letting you know. However, one man who is here, as normal on a Thursday night, is Andy Mossack. So I've given us one clue, haven't we, about the knitting in July and August, cows and potatoes. Here is the second and final clue. The weight of opinion is on Jersey for this. Here is clue number two. There is a royal connection here, as Charles II was proclaimed King of England on the island in 1649 after living here in exile. He was so thankful he donated some land in the USA to the island bailiff, which today is a US state bearing the island's name. Could you imagine that? Have this land. Charles II was proclaimed King of England on the island, donated land to the island bailiff, which today is a US state bearing the island's name. Where do you think he is? Have you doubled down on Jersey? Jersey! Or are you leaning somewhere else? Perhaps. Although I can't think of anywhere in the States called Guernsey, can you? 81333. Guernsey! 81333. RUSS at the top of your text. Of course, 0800 389 3333. Man himself in about 10 or 15. Sit sounds after share. Always lovely, always exciting to have a catch up with our roving travel reporter. All sorts of places on this globe of ours. Andy Mussack. Good evening, my friend.
Ahoy hoy.
Ahoy hoy. Now, this is, you give us two clues, Andy, and there's been an enormous weight of public opinion expressed on this. The consensus is you are on the beautiful island of Jersey.
Now, what gave it away? Was it the American state?
It might have been the American state, the cows, the potatoes. It could have been any reason at all, but everybody went for Jersey. Are we right?
Well, it's the island of Delaware, obviously.
Oh, yes.
I'm joking, yes.
It's Jersey.
It is indeed Jersey, yes. Oh, that's serious.
I'm just visiting now. You're in a burgundy car driving around the roads of Jersey.
That's it. Wind in my hair.
Wind in your hair, happening across all sorts of wonderful exotic things. So you're in Jersey. How comes you're in Jersey then, mate?
Well, I've been in numerous times and never fail to fall in love with it every time I come back. But there's it's just wonderful. There's this lovely hotel called the Atlantic Hotel, which is in the most beautiful St. Brillard's Bay, which is 3 miles long beach. And it's just fabulous. And they wanted me to come and have a chat with them, which is what I've done. And here I am.
So St. Brillard's, now that is that's the southern coast of Jersey, isn't it?
West coast. Yes, it's the west side, yeah. All these fantastic beaches all the way along the west coast. Beautiful, beautiful. And it's 3 miles long, nothing but sand dunes, beach and ocean. And most of it is a national park, so it's fabulous. But Jersey itself is, you know, it's extraordinary, really, when you think about it. It's only 9 miles by 5 miles. I mean, it's tiny, really, by comparison, but absolutely chock-a-block full of good stuff. So, 100 miles from England and it's 14 miles from France. So it's really, I guess, technically French, but it's not.
It's one of the closest places you've been in this slot, I have to say.
Almost within touching distance.
Almost within touching distance. Now, there's a thing with Jersey, because I went a lot. When I was a kid, most of our holidays were either Jersey or Guernsey.
Oh, right.
And, and we'd go away and we'd stay sometimes in hotels, sometimes in caravans and whatnot. We'd have a lovely time. And then after about the age of about 6 years old, I never went back until a few years ago. I went over there for a friend's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
We were there in the middle of a heat wave. And I've got to say, I was the same as you with this. I'd forgotten just how lovely a place it is.
Yeah, it's jaw-dropping, really. You know, it's quite extraordinary. And they all have this lovely sort of island life here. It's kind of, you know, it's slow. The cars at maximum speed is 30 or 40 miles an hour, you know, and in most places 20 miles an hour. And you sort of forget the sort of crazy life we lead in the UK, and you come here and it's all pretty laid back. And I think it's a really fascinating place. And what's interesting is, as you probably know, you know, you've got all these French names of roads, and it's very Norman, isn't it? Normanish. But it's they all speak English, apart from some, I believe, who are still. Jere, I think, is the local native language, but it's a great place. It's a great place. I mean, the north is very, very rugged, soaring cliff tops. The west, as I said, is mainly beaches. And then the south, you've got this sort of shallower part with lots of lovely little coves and bays. So it's a beautiful place to walk around.
So here's the thing, right? Because you say you've been there plenty of times. Now, what's if somebody maybe hasn't been before or they haven't been for a long time, What's some of the good stuff? What's on the to-do list? What have you got to do on Georgie?
Well, you've got to do some of the heritage stuff. Obviously, the castles and the forts are, you know, quite extraordinary. All out on these promontories, you know, jagged bits of rock, these fantastic castles. And then you've got the German occupation itself. So you've got World War II history, you know, bunkers galore. And it was occupied for 5 years, from 1940 to 1945. So a lot of German history here. And down in the tunnels is the Jersey War Tunnels. They used to be called the Underground Hospital, but these days they've turned it into a sort of an underground museum of the occupation itself. So you've got these tunnels that really actually themselves were built through really hard labor, actually. It was a shocking story, but the tunnels are still there, and they've really got them all now as a sort of an underground museum. So if you're interested about the occupational history, which is really quite fascinating, it's the nearest the Germans got to the UK. So the German war tunnels are a definite to do. Now, the Jersey Zoo is interesting too. I mean, there's a guy called Gerald Durrell.
Oh, yes, the Durrell Zoo, isn't it, I think?
Yeah, yeah. He's obviously a wildlife conservationist and started the Durrell Zoo in 1959. 32 acres. And I'm not personally a fan of zoos. I can't lie. It's, you know, I'm torn between getting close up with lovely animals and then, you know, seeing them in cages. But this particular zoo is specialises in rare and endangered species. So there's like over 1,000 animals here, gorillas and monkeys. So, you know, that's a definite one to go and see, for sure.
Would you like a touch of inside knowledge about the cafe at the zoo?
Yeah.
Frankly, amazing belly pork.
Oh, yeah?
It does. I'm telling you, the belly pork at Jersey Zoo is like beyond the dreams of gluttony. Now, other makes of zoo are available, but they're not in our editorial area. So,
Amazing. But that's honestly, it
knocked me for six, mate. It absolutely knocked me for six. I stayed in, because in terms of like the options that you have in Jersey, when I was a kid, we stayed in largely in like the hotels that are around St Helier. So, you know, I mean, you say the capital of the island. Nothing is big on Jersey, but we stayed in these hotels and in caravans. Mm. And then when I went back for this wedding, there's a campsite that's up on sort of the northeast of the island. And we stayed in this. It effectively was like glamping, right? and we hired a car, and it was a beautiful campsite, nice shower, swimming pool and all of this. There's lots and lots of options for where to stay, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, there are, it's all pockets, you know. It's got a lot. But I'm glad you spoke about food, because obviously it's a favourite part of my pastime, as you know, right? Not that I'm one to dodge a cafe or even a zoo cafe for that matter, but it's an extraordinary range of options. You've got Michelin star restaurants and you've got beach cafes that are to die for. You know, it is quite fantastic. And I remember coming here a few years ago and interviewing Sean Rankin, who's quite a famous TV chef these days. But Sean had this restaurant, Bohemia, which was started in St Helier, actually. And it had one Michelin star. And I remember interviewing him, and he was telling me about this whole food to fork concept. And he was extremely passionate about bringing, you know, high quality food into Jersey. And this was maybe 7 or 8 years ago. And he said there's nowhere else in the world probably you could get the quality of food you get in Jersey, but 10 minutes from either the farm or the beach, you know, because
that's true, man.
It could be taken out of the sea and put on a plate, he said, within 25 minutes, you know.
Now, when you go and interview this Michelin-starred chef, did he cook for you at any point, Andy?
Absolutely, of course he did, yeah. But I actually went back there tonight.
Did you?
Because he's not there anymore, but Steve Smith runs it now, and had to go just for old time's sake, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Go back there and check it out. But
what did you have?
Well, you've got to have the seafood, right? Crabs, oysters, lobster. And funnily enough, as an amuse-bouche, they did pork-smoked pork. So obviously it must be something, something on the menu here.
It's it's something on the island, man. I'm telling you,
that
belly pork. Whoa.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes I lie awake at night dreaming of it.
Do you?
Oh
now,
yeah, totally.
Why is there so many Madeirans here? Do you know that?
It's one of St Helier's twin towns is Funchal in Madeira.
Funchal, of course it is. Oh, we haven't got round to that yet. Okay, but it is they had some kind of some deal in the 60s where they brought people from Madeira over. I think they wanted to help or improve working, I don't know, offering work.
Yes.
To people in the farms, in the agriculture, I think it started, something like that. And so this whole sort of exodus of Madeirans came over here. Now there's a massive population of Madeirans, and they have a Portuguese food festival every August. So, yeah, it's good, isn't it?
That's nice.
And talking about that, in August, you've got the Battle of Flowers, which is
amazing,
massive. Yeah, 1902 it started. It's the biggest floral carnival in Europe, I believe. Something like that.
It's so beautifully done as well. And to be honest, although they all have a laugh and a joke, Andy, when you talk to people who are from Jersey or live on Jersey, they don't half take it seriously.
Absolutely, yeah, of course it is. Yes. Well, you know, when you're on the island, you've got to do it, haven't you? You've got to support. And listen, as I'm coming around here, and I've got another few days here, which is great because we're really, really going to look forward to it. We're gonna just literally do that John Noakes here. We're going to drive around the whole thing because it doesn't take that long. But stop off, do a bit of walking, stop off in a pub, have a pint, and then carry on. So, brilliant.
One of the finest beaches in the world, I've got to say. This is really refreshing because it's the first time we've had a chat about a place.
I know,
and I've been there as well. Because usually it's not the case. There is, on the northeast of the island, you will probably remember its name a lot better than I will, but the northeast of the island is without doubt one of the most beautiful beaches I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And it's near, there's basically an abandoned, I think it might even be a Butlins, there's like a holiday camp. And
really?
That's on the top of a cliff, and that's still there. And you park up, I'll warn you now, it's a particularly steep hill. But you go down, you go past a little cafe, and you're onto this beach, and if you're there in the right time of the day, it is so, it's like the Caribbean, which sounds like I'm such hyperbole, but it's absolutely beautiful. It is stunning.
Yeah. In fact, the wife and I found one about 4 or 5 years ago. We literally walked down some steps, climbed down, and it was this tiny cove, but, you know, completely deserted. And it was just beautiful, isn't it? And you think, well, you're right, this could be anywhere exotic, Caribbean, whatever, Maldives, you know. And it's practically on our doorstep, really. So it is pretty extraordinary.
Well, plenty of travel options to get there. Let's face it, lots of airlines go, lots of different airports. And so it's relatively easy to get down there. And to get around, actually, I mean, hiring a car is quite a good idea on Jersey. Petrol is, I think, slightly more expensive than it is here.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, there's no VAT, is there?
That'll be true.
So, you know, you are saving 17% or 20%. And so most people, you know, think it's kind of just offshore financial services that is the driver here. But it's not really the case. I mean, tourism is big business.
Oh, it is
massive. And they really want it. And here's a fact. Largest tidal range in the world.
Get out.
High and low tide, 12 metres. What do you think?
That's extraordinary. I would never have known it.
So you've got low tide 1 minute with nothing, and the next minute, you know, it's like a tidal wave coming in.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you never learn.
I might be exaggerating because it's the only one. It's probably up there with maybe the top five.
Well, you might have made it up. I would never know, would I?
No, I didn't make it up. I'll tell you what, I'm taking up knitting as well.
Are you really? Because of the knitting?
Jumpers, definitely. Yeah, Jersey. It's where they came from.
Right.
Jersey.
The Jersey, of course. Yes. And, of course, New Jersey as well. We got to it.
New Jersey, yes.
Plemont is the name of the beach. Plemont.
Oh, is it?
Come back to me. Okay. Northeast Plemont. Go there. Thank me later. Is what I will say. And if
I'll take a picture and post it to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if you haven't been there.
For old time's sake. Yes.
And if you haven't been there on the West Coast, what I will say, I won't say much. I'll just say El Tico's to you.
Oh,
I'll leave that there for you. El Tico.
Okay. I'll check it out.
All right. I'm giving you recommendations. How rare is that? Listen, mate, have a wonderful time the rest of your time there. It's been lovely to talk to you. And
it's been great.
You'll be back
down
on
memory lane. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Gorgeous. You'll be back on, what, in a couple of weeks, I would have thought?
Yes. With a stiff wind, I'll be there.
Excellent
couple
stuff.
Of weeks.
With a stiff wind, he'll be there. And we didn't even talk about the fact that Superman is from Jersey.
What?
Superman. Henry Cavill, the actor who plays Superman, is from Jersey.
Well, I never did.
There you go. See if you can go and find some of his friends.
Okay.
Good stuff, Andy. Cheers, mate.
See ya.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Ahoy, hoy. Plemont Bay. Beautiful. Thank me later. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Turns out it was Jersey, wasn't it?